You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise for this day. Today is Blessed Monday. We are here to pray at Bethel Encounter. And the theme for the month is, O Lord, my strength, from Psalm 18, verse 1, which reads, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. There are many scriptures in God's word concerning God's strength in the life of the believer. And for this month, Psalm 18 verse 1 is our pivot scripture. And I'll urge you that throughout the month, you can study on other scriptures about God being the source of the believer's strength, even to get from other angles and also to follow through Bethel Encounter the various scriptures that we are going to use to pray. Is very important. Now, today our prayer is centered on loving the Lord my strength. Loving the Lord my strength. From Psalm 18, verse 2, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, God my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. Wow. I'll read it one more time. And it's a prayer, so you can actually pray with the scripture, reading together with me. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. It's our prayer that this scripture will be made manifest fully in your life, even as you declared it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Reflecting upon this scripture, true blessedness begins with loving God and knowing Him as your personal strength. The key word there is personal, personal, not just as your strength, but as your personal strength. Very often we fall on others as support, even in exercising faith in God. We see that our colleagues or our friends are going through some stuff and they are still hanging in there, and that inspires us. But we must go beyond the support of others to having this personal conviction in our hearts that the Lord is our strength, and for that matter, personal strength. This month, let God be personal to you in terms of being the source of your strength. Some of us rely on our mothers, fathers, some on our spiritual fathers, our pastors. Some rely on our friends. Some even rely on their children to encourage or motivate them to keep faith in the Lord. But remember when David, even when everybody had turned against him because of a decision he took and for which there were consequences, and those who he would look up to even, you know, charge with, encourage one another, iron sharpeneth iron, you know. And, you know, edifying one another, but he had lost it all at that point, and he had to encourage himself in the Lord. Encourage himself in the Lord. Today, let God be the source of your personal strength. Your personal strength. Before we go into prayer, we should note that you must stand, endure, and overcome, because God's strength carries you and not your strength. It is God's strength which carries you and not your strength. So you have to stop pushing using your own power. Stop pushing using your own power. Just do what you can do. Leave the rest to God. Leave the rest to God. You have to admit your own limitations and lean entirely on God to carry the heavy loads of life. It takes the strength of the Lord to go through every single day. We shouldn't abandon the Lord when things seem to be going so nice. We should, no matter the situation, remember that the Lord is the source of our personal strength. We have to also let God banish our fears, because fear thrives in darkness. But when the Lord is the strength of our lives, fear begins to fade away. When we depend on our limitations, because our strength is limited. So whenever we depend on our strength, fear sets in at a point, like Peter who began to sink. But when we depend upon the Lord, fear will have no place in our lives. And that's why we are here to pray today, that the Lord would strengthen us in the mighty name of Jesus. We take our first prayer today from Psalm 28, verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. We are praying, Father in heaven, as I trust you, let your help and strength be evident in my life. In Jesus' name, please lift up your voice and begin to pray wherever you are.
As we trust in you,
let your strength be evident. Let your strength be evident. Let it be evident. For Lord, you are my strength. You are my shield. You are my heart trusted in you. And I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise you. My heart trusts in you, and I am helped. My heart trusts in you, and I am helped. Lord, our heart trusts in you, and we are not disappointed, but we are helped. We are helped. When we trust in you, we are helped. Thank you, Lord. 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 In Jesus' name. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalm 27, verse 1. We are praying, Father in heaven, be the strength of my life and remove every fear from my heart. In Jesus' name, according to your word in Psalm 27, verse 1, lift up your voice and begin to pray. Crying out unto the Lord. You are the strength of my life, O Lord. Be the strength, be the strength, be the strength, be the strength of my life. Be the strength of my life. Let every form of fear roll away. Let fear fade in the name of Jesus. Fade into nothingness. Be the strength of my life. Everyone praying, O Lord, today. Be the strength of our lives, O Lord. As we lift up our voices in prayer, crying out unto you, be the strength of our lives. In the name of Jesus, cause us to fear nothing and no one. Be the strength of our lives. in the name of Jesus. We are praying our last prayer. It is, God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. Thy ways be perfect because of the Lord's strength, not because of our personal just efforts, trying again, but because of the Lord's strength, the Lord being our helper. We are praying that, Father in heaven, gird me with your strength and straighten my path according to your will. In Jesus' name, lift up your voice and begin to pray right now. Straighten our paths, O Lord. Get us with strength. Get us with strength. Get us with strength in the name of Jesus. Straighten our paths, O Lord. Ramamaya do 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 rebe rebebe abadabaya dede best mayan dede abadabaya mande mayan dede abedebe andede andede abaya dede andede abe mayan dede amaya dede abadade dede are abaya rababaya dede abadade are abadade are abaya dede abaya dede abe Rababaya Rababaya in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. It is because of the Lord's mercies for which we are not consumed. Today, if you have this opportunity to give your life to Christ Jesus, do not take it for granted, for the Lord has kept you until this day that you would encounter this opportunity. Jesus, he is the only way. He is the only way, and he is the only truth you can encounter, and he's the only life. He says that I'm the resurrection and the life. If you give your life to Jesus today, he says that you cause rivers of living water. Rivers of living water. That's what you partake of, that you never thirst again. And you have access to eternal life. Just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, today I come before your throne of grace, admitting that I'm a sinner. Without you, I can never be saved. Lord, today I surrender my life to you fully, completely. Lord, from this day, be my Lord. Be my Savior. Be my King. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. As we come to the close of this meeting, go to it in Psalm 37, verse 4. That when we delight ourselves in Him, He will grant us the desires of our hearts. So as we sing this last song of praise, hold on to any documented prayer requests you have in faith, knowing that the Lord will turn each one of them into a testimony according to His will in time. And so therefore, let us sing this song unto the Lord.
Let us with a lantern praise the Lord, for He is kind. Ever faithful, ever.
gave your life to Christ in the service, kindly contact us via our email, info@globalmusicministry.com, or call or chat with us through this number, 026-000-9090. God bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unseen and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Global Music. Stand out with God.